You know, one of the things that constantly surprises me is that so much of the music is interconnected. Like the Carter Family, for example, always loved their music. But when I stumbled across the stories about Leslie Riddle, who was an African-American guitar player who influenced Maybelle Carter and also was an essential part of A.P. Carter collecting the songs he was able to collect in the mountains. Legend goes that A.P. would collect the words and Leslie would remember the melodies, and the two of them would collaborate together to create songs for the Carter Family. When I hear stories like that, it lets me know that the music is far more interconnected than many books might give the impression of. So for me, as someone that studies a lot of different schools of thought on music, I find it constantly interesting who influences who and who steals a lick from this person. And of course, it informs the music that I make.
I read that you're a Chuck Berry fan.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He was one of the guys that really turned me on to music. Just seeing the guy, the visual was so astounding that I then had to get a copy of The Great 28 from Chess Records, and then I was hooked for forever.
So, Dom, I'm just curious. I mean, when you hear a song like Maybelline or Johnny B. Goode, are you hearing influences of older styles and older songs before Chuck Berry?
You know, for me, Chuck Berry has a lot of things that are similar to people like Henry Thomas or Papa Charlie Jackson from the 20s and 30s, as well as someone like Jimmy Rogers even. And then, of course, with him being from St. Louis, you can hear sort of the piano culture that comes from St. Louis and the blues, as well as the earlier ragtime. You can hear those things mixing together.
Dom, what are the challenges for you when you're writing in a certain style? Are you trying to be as true to the genre as possible? Or are you trying to put your own stamp on it, or a combination of both?
I always try to do a combination of both. No matter what, any of the songs that I write, I try to make sure that they fit what I want to do artistically. But at the same time, I try to make songs that are easy to recognize. That's one of the things that I found so amazing about a lot of the people who have made a big name for themselves in music, you know, from people like Muddy Waters or Hank Williams. All these different musicians, they took the older music that was handed down to them culturally, and then they were able to make their own type of music, but the music is still rooted in the older music that they were connected to. And I always try to do that in my own music, especially in the modern 21st century, what I like to call the post-digital revolution. I feel like so much is on the table. Every part of the musical universe is available to people that when I do my songs, I try to make them timeless. I try to figure out how to make songs that will resonate with people in their hearts, that'll go outside of a trend or anything like that. Then with traditional music, the same thing, you know, I hear the original versions, I try to learn the original, the way it was played, and then I try to figure out what can I do that would be different if it's necessary to do something different, and then I go for it that way. Sometimes just changing the instrument creates a unique flavor that will resonate with not just the audience, but with me as the performer on stage.
Well, Dom Flemons, what a pleasure talking to you today. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. It's a great pleasure. Thank you so much for calling.